And then there's tuning forks too, of course you know what that is.
What do you call an instrument that you drive nails in with?
Hammer?
Right. And I don't know that much about the parts of a wagon, but you, the long pole that comes out from the front wheels, what do you call it, that you attach to something else?
Now they have a tongue that goes from the front to the back and all the way out through where you hitch the horses to.
And the pole that connects the two wheels, what do you call that?
That's the, what is that? I know what the axle is, that's the thing in the middle of the wheel, but
what
is that tree?
Well, you have a horse pulling a buggy before you hitch him up, and you have to back him in between the
tongue.
Okay.
Or even the shaft, either one. If it's a, like I said, a one horse hack, why it had, or a buggy, it had shaft to it.
Okay, what do you call the steel outside of a wagon wheel?
That's the rim, isn't it?
Okay. And when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
Double tree.
Okay, and there's another term like that.
There's a single tree and a double tree.
Okay. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he's driving along, you say he's doing what? If it's a really heavy load.
See,
Or if he's doing, if he's, you know, loading it up and unloading it and then going back for another load and then dumping it.
I should know what that's called, but I can't think of it.
Like hauling or?
Oh, he's gone.
Like drawing,
he's hauling another load? Or?
Have you ever heard drawing or carting for that action?
No. I've seen them where they had too heavy a load, add some extra, add an extra horse or mule to it, you know, to help pull the load, but I can't think of it.
If you have a log and you might put a rope around it and you're trying to get it from one part of the field to another, so you get a lot of people to help pull it, what are they really doing to that log? It's really heavy.
Snaking a log?
Or something like that.
Snaking logs, that's what they used to call it out home. Dragging.
Okay.
But they call it snaking out there in the country.
But, okay, if you did that.
See, they'd bring them down here to where they could get them on the level to put on the wagon to haul to the mill.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you did that yesterday, you'd say, yesterday I earned the logs.
I drove logs yesterday.
Okay, but and many times I have logs.
Many times I've drove logs.
Okay. And what do you call a farm implement that you get, you break up the ground with in the spring?
Oh, a turning plow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's another piece of farm equipment. It looks like it has a bunch of cylinders.
A cultivator?
Just no, they're kind of round and they're all in a row and you pull it through.
That's a little cultivator. Oh, a harrow?
Right, okay.
A harrow, yeah.
You were saying the round thing?
Now, we used to have a drag. We called it a drag. It was fixed out of plank somehow. And us kids would get on there to weight it down, or if we weren't there, they'd put rock on it to drag the. Ground.
Well, if you said the piece,
but a harrow that had them teeth in it, that's what they and then they had a little cultivator, little plows, you know, that went through, and when corn was small they could just go right over the row. Mm-hmm. If you know, these plows would go over.